the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Well, your Astros almost killed another player last night. Lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Thunder, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you wish to watch us on the Twitch channel, just head over to Twitch and find ESPN 975 or just go to ESPN975.com. Click on Twitch. Boom. Put your comments on there. Plenty of ways to get in touch with the show, and we do things a little bit differently. If you call or text or tweet or Twitch, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a good show today, Hoffman.
72%?
Yeah, I'm feeling better than that.
Okay.
I feel like 89%.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to suck today. I just feel like, well, listen, I mean.
So there's other stations that find a way to do it every single day. Other shows.
Yeah, well, that's a skill. It's not one that that I hope to develop.
Yeah.
So, what's happening, man?
Sports and stuff. I've just found out today, I didn't realize it until I saw the Astros had today off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I have tickets for the Astros game on Saturday. And I've got like second row dugout tickets.
No, you're a fancy.
I'm a fancy.
Yeah.
It's Verlander night.
Oh.
So it's going to work out perfectly. My wife wanted to go to a Mariners game. And we haven't been to an Astros game all year with the kids.
Yeah.
And my mom wanted to get me a birthday gift. And
I would have gone for the carrot cake, but okay. That's a nice gift.
Yeah. It's a very nice gift. So we'll be attending Saturday's game. And getting to see Justin Verlander throw.
That doesn't.
Might not get to see George Springer.
No.
But we'll get to see Justin Verlander. Hashtag bring back Miles Straw.
That's all you care about. Yeah. You just want Miles Straw
bring
back.
Bring my boy back.
Yeah, that was pretty ugly. And apparently it's not that bad, so he'll be all right. But, yeah, you don't want. That's one of those things. You don't want to change the way a guy plays. But right now you don't need him trying to make that play.
Yeah.
You know what? You give up, you lose a game, big freaking deal.
Yeah.
Playoffs, yes, kill yourself. That's fine. But it's hard to get a guy like that to change the way he plays.
Yeah. And he's gotten hurt several times doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I admire it, but it's also the kind of thing that will get you killed over time.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite story of the day is, you know, I'm big on education. You know that. I love the college system.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time both going there and teaching there. I have a lot of respect for Rice University.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how it is that they're partnering up with the Texans on a class on how to run an NFL franchise.
Yeah. That's interesting. Is Rice teaching the class? I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Well, I think, based on the story, that some of the Texans front office management people are going to be involved in instructing the course.
Yeah.
There's someone named Diane Crossey is the instructor, but they're going to have the class will be inside the executive offices of the Texans. It'll include sessions on ticketing. Here's my favorite, public relations. Boy, they're so good at that. Event management, human resources, and more. So they're focusing more on the business side of trying to run an organization as opposed to let's trade away Jadeveon Clowney for nothing. But I think I don't want to say anything, but I think the Texans could use a course on PR. Just my two cents worth.
Yeah. I don't think they're the people who should be teaching that class.
Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me when you've got one organization that's a championship organization.
Well, but you also have one organization that is flat.
Well, it is flatter. It's flatter than it was. Yeah.
Can the Astros say that? Is their organization flat?
No. They have a GM.
What about the Rockets?
They have a GM, too.
Yeah, that's not flat. So, I mean, if they were teaching a class on flat organizational building, then, I would say that they could do it.
Well, maybe that's what they are. I do think conceptually the idea of running a sports franchise class is you know, it's a good idea. It's a business model that's different from other things because you do have a public trust with a sports franchise.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to get people to buy into a lot more than just the product, mercifully in their case. So, I mean, I kind of think it's a cool idea. It's just, boy, what a bad look. I can't imagine people lining up to sign up for that class right now. It's first day of class, and they're, do you have a question? Yeah, so how the hell is it you could trade Jadeveon Clowney and not get anything back? How is that good management?
The class
is not about that. We're here to talk about being a flatter organization.
Why is Mac Brown now in charge of that class? What's going on?
Oh, man. Somebody says that's how they're going to find their next GM. So, here's the other point. Exactly how good at football is Rice?
Well, Fred, did they almost beat Army last week? Did they cover against Army?
They did cover, yes.
Okay, well, they're pretty great.
Do you think they're going to cover against Wake Forest?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of think that it's going to be an under game.
Yeah, I'm feeling under on that, too.
Yeah. How about it? It's going to be 102 degrees. You think Wake Forest is going to be happy about that?
Oh, no.
They've been in the 70s and 80s up in Winston-Salem for the past 3 weeks.
And ditching hurricanes and stuff. So.
Welcome to 102, bro. Play this out.
It's going to be hot. But that was almost one of my games. I almost took the Owls to cover, and then that made the cut list.
Yeah,
today was my gamble day where I got all my stuff done for pregame.
I got a package posted for Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
Nothing up for Sunday yet. I haven't finalized my NFL stuff yet.
I have one NFL play that I put on there that I absolutely love, and it's a game we've already talked about that we'll talk about again, I'm sure. But we haven't done yet. I haven't given our unmistakably accurate predictions for the NFL this year.
We have not, and we'll need to, I guess we'll have to do that today. We'll have to write them down so we can laugh at each other as the season goes on. It's always one of my favorite things to do.
We actually did pretty well last year.
Yeah, but we also had some head scratchers.
Some misses, yeah.
And that's the fun part is seeing, you really thought this team was going to win the division, huh?
Yeah, I think the NFC, I had almost every playoff team.
I think you were 5 out of 6, and I think I was 5 out of 6, and we both got the one that the other didn't, or something like that.
Yeah, well, I remember I might have had some dumb wild card team like the Bucks or something that I thought were going to step up.
I think I had a dumb Falcons pick.
That wasn't really dumb. I mean, that going into the season, they looked a lot better than they turned out being.
It feels dumb now, Fred, all right? It feels dumb now. Well, not now. I've kind of gotten over it.
Yeah. So I'd pay money to see Bill O'Brien handle one of these smart-ass college kids when they challenge him. They're paying to be in the class, so he can't boot them like he remembers the media.
True.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody asked him, where can we get your picks? They're on pregame.com. We both have pages there that you can subscribe to. But we also, we give out a lot of free ones on the air. As long as you're listening to this show, I don't put them out there like on Sports Map or anything like that. But if you're listening to the show, I'm always sharing at least one or two of the plays that I have on there, and then a bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
I also got signed up today for that MyBookie Super Contest.
Good luck.
So I'm gonna bounce my picks off of you on the break.
All right.
And see what you think, because I don't have a strong feel for the NFL this week.
I don't really either. I've got one game so far that. The more I looked at it, it's a game I was kind of iffy on, and I've convinced myself that it's a go. I've got two more that I'm pretty firm on, and two more that I'm Hang on.
Yeah. Well, I like the Lions a lot against the Cardinals.
They're on my good list.
Yeah, that's the only game so far that I found. But I took some other ones that hopefully they'll be in that, because you have to take five games in this deal.
Yeah,
it's just like the real super contest. And if you're thinking about signing up for it, it's $100 full season, and you know, I mean, $100,000 if you win. So I could use that.
Yeah,
go buy some more property.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I've got signed up for that today. Got my picks in for our little thing with Eric, which did not like the choices on that this week. It was very thin on college football.
Yeah, and I was hoping for a big college week, but not to be.
713-780-ESPN. So somebody says you get to see Verlander, but sucks that you missed two badass college games. The thing with that is, stay off Twitter and DVR.
Yeah, I've got a DVR.
Yeah. I'm going to be locking down Saturday afternoon and just watching college football. That's it. That's the plan. There'll be alcohol involved. There'll be betting involved. And I'm just going
to
have fun.
So in my attempts to be a better dad, I've tried recently to not, like, especially on the weekends, not be on my phone and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So it's made it easier for me to stay off of social media, because I'm just like, okay, I don't need to have my phone out, and that'll keep me from going to Twitter and getting the game ruined for me. And
right.
You know, I don't need that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally paying off.
It's because they need to have a talent evaluation and development class with Luno. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's hot out there. I was just talking about it's going to be a 102 this week. Ugh, gross. Which means you need to set your AC at about 60 degrees to feel like a human. And you could be worried about your rate, but you can worry less with Tri-Eagle. Stop worrying about your electricity provider. Start saving with Tri-Eagle. They offer worry-free electricity, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, just top-of-the-line energy plans. And here's the deal. Let's say you're a Dynamo fan and you're a fan of free energy, free electricity. Dynamo, every time they win, somebody's getting free electricity every time they win a home game. You sign up for that Power to Win plan. You get two tickets to a Dynamo game, two t-shirts, and a shot at free electricity for a year. Tri-Eagle will let you lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. They keep it simple, man. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no extra charge. There's no gimmicks. There's no nonsense. 877-93-EAGLE or go to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-3776. So the Zeke Elliott saga is over.
It is.
Six-year extension.
He rich.
Yeah. He can afford to hit whoever he wants now and get out of it.
Yeah.
So, as far as the money goes, I don't have a real problem. Frankly, I think, you know, it's, if you're going to be the highest paid running back, I mean, he's as likely a candidate for that as anybody, but boy, yeah. Six more years.
That's a long time.
And I know how NFL contracts work. It's probably a 4-year extension, but it's still, man, that's a lot for a running back.
Yeah.
Especially, because if the guy's going to be effective, you're going to be using him a lot. And we've seen how the more you use a running back, the less effective they become over time. So it's almost one of those where, boy, you're paying for something you know is going to depreciate. But I think it's a...
What's weird is, the Cowboys conceivably could. I mean, they're, you know, everybody keeps talking about how they're locked into him for 8 years now. I don't think that's the case.
Right. But you're still probably locked in for six.
Yeah. But I mean, it's the 6 years that you would want of him, right?
Right.
So
if he's going to last 6 years, I mean, that's the problem.
And now the Cowboys, had they not extended him, they could have had him for 3 years and even a fourth if they wanted to be really wild with it, with two franchise tags. But it seems like the Cowboys wanted to do right by him. They realized what they've gotten him, something special. I don't think running backs in general have the kind of value that they're paying him. But I do think that there are exceptions to the rules, and Zeke Elliott appears to be an exception to the rule.
Well, and that's the thing. I've always said, you know, I know you're not as high on running backs and think they're replaceable, and I agree with that to an extent. But, boy, when you got a good one, when you got one that really stands out, I mean, the Texans' offense has never been as good as it was since Arian Foster got hurt and wasn't the same player. When he was playing at that level, it makes a huge difference on your
Certainly.
Team. And Dak Prescott is, to me, a below-average quarterback if he doesn't have Zeke Elliott.
Well, so, and that's kind of, I guess that's probably kind of their thinking is, we're about to have to pay Dak Prescott a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if Zeke Elliott's not behind him, boy, we're going to feel really stupid. So I'll be honest, it is, you know, from an outside standpoint, I think the Cowboys are going to end up, whatever contract they sign Dak Prescott to, they're going to regret more than this one, because I think being able to get out after 5-6 years of this, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, well, I don't like paying running backs that much money, but, you know, I he seems durable. They got a clause put in that if he gets into off-field trouble.
That was my only real concern, and they got that covered.
Yeah.
So,
but it is a concern to look at. I mean, think about what the Rams just gave Todd Gurley. And when they gave him that money, it was kind of the same thing. It was like, man, this is a special player. It's hard to argue with him giving him this money. And now, 1 year later, it's like, ooh, was that a really wise move to give him that much money? Because now look where they're at.
We don't know what that knee's going to be, and maybe that's a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's never the player that you paid. But, again, I think the way most of these teams work these contracts, it's not going to be a killer if he winds up being good for 3 years and then starts fading. Yeah. There's ways to work around it, but good for him getting paid. And yeah, I was saying that all along. I know he had 2 years left, but if I'm him, I do my best to get my money now, because for the exact same reasons we're talking about. Look at what happened to Todd Gurley. And maybe Todd Gurley winds up being fine and right. You get your money worth. But those guys, running backs, get beat up more than any position on the field. And you know, if you've got to do what you can to get paid, I got no problem with it. I have problems with a guy like Melvin Gordon, who I don't think is at that level, trying to get paid that kind of money.
Right.
But I don't blame him for trying. But I think in this case, no problem with the Cowboys doing it.
Yep.
So, I know Dak isn't elite or the best, but I find it hard to believe a below-average quarterback would have as many wins as him in their first 3 years. And Brian Hoyer had winning seasons, too. You guys can defend Dak all you want. I think he's a very average quarterback. I think his ceiling is Andy Dalton. I think he's better because he has Zeke Elliott. When you have that offensive line in front of you and that running back, you can get by with an average quarterback.
Yeah.
Which is what I think he is. And
which, by the way, Andy Dalton's record for his first 5 years of his career, 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, 10-5, 10-3. If you want to argue that Andy Dalton is anything but an average quarterback, I'd love to hear it. So you could say, winning record every – okay, there's average quarterbacks who have winning records every year.
And there's below-average quarterbacks.
There certainly are.
Yeah, because let's be honest. You look at – when we start breaking down how many good quarterbacks there are, and I don't know how many times we've done that exercise. Yeah, there's not enough.
Not enough.
But
not
if you have a really around. Good team around you, you can win football games. And that's the thing. I mean, I give them credit for building a really good team, and they've got they've done a great job with that defense. They've drafted really well over the last few years, but they've got a great offensive line, the best left tackle in football, in my opinion, and they've got an elite running back, which very few teams have. And you take an elite running back off of that team and put more pressure on Dak, and guess what? that they're, you're not going to be very good.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780-ESPN. For 409 asking, what side are you playing on to win $100,000 for 100? It's my bookie. I'll be talking about that in just a little bit, as a matter of fact. Well, a little later in the show. But my bookie's basically doing a super contest, and it's $100. It's the same rules as the real super contest, and it's $100,000 to the winner.
Yeah.
So, which, you know what? If I win the $100,000, blitz party.
Blitz party.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, but yeah, and it's funny because I'm on that best ball thing in draft too for $1 million. So, you know, I'll take either one of those. I'm not greedy.
Yeah.
I'll have
to
both.
Win both.
Yeah. So, but yeah. And I guess the other big signing we didn't get to yesterday was Jared Goff.
Yeah. And Jared Goff, we talk about these guys when it's your turn. And it was his turn. So you can say, and you can argue that Jared Goff is an average quarterback, or you can argue that he's a product of a system. And I'll hear that argument. But you also have to realize the Rams made it to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
And they've got, they spent a first pick on that guy. They like that guy.
Yeah. I don't think they make it without him last year. I mean, I don't think he's great. I think he's pretty damn good, and he's got the perfect coach for what they ask him to do, and he's got talent around him. But that's the thing. It's your turn to get paid, and yep. It's just like Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is going to get his money. I mean, all these guys, and I think the interesting conversation that comes up next isn't so much Deshaun Watson, it's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because doesn't he have to be the highest paid now? I mean, you're talking about a guy who just won the MVP.
I mean, I think it depends on what he does this season. But, yeah, he and Deshaun Watson are going to come up at the same time, which is a scary proposition.
Well, since guess who else is going to come up then? Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that he's done enough to get paid like those other guys. But, I mean, all those guys, obviously, it's a big year. Like, it's a big season for both those, or all three of those guys, to see, you know, who gets what money. Because all three of them have been, I think everybody, all three teams are happy with the guy that they got.
Yeah.
But, and Mahomes is the most valuable, obviously. I think there's an argument after that. Who's been more valuable to their team between Deshaun and Mitch? Because Deshaun missed a good chunk of time, you know?
Yeah.
And which one of those guys do you want to pay long term? It's going to be interesting to see.
The funny thing is when you look at the Bears, and they basically had the same type of season the Texans did last year. The difference was they weren't housed in their playoff game. They just had a kicker choke.
Yeah.
But that their career arcs are fairly similar. And what the team success was pretty much the same last year. I think the Bears were basically the NFC Texans. They won a bunch of close games. And, you know, so that'll be a real interesting one to see. Like, if I'm paying quarterbacks, I'm paying Mahomes the most. And then I think Watson and Trubisky should be pretty close.
I think so too.
I think they should, you know, in fact, I think their agents should get together and say, all right, let's do the same.
What number are we aiming for here?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy says, Giants fan here. Eli has been average his whole career and has two Super Bowl MVPs.
Yep.
Well, some of it is winning. Okay, 427. It's kind of a weird time because usually
an early start.
Yeah, it's an early start, but it usually there's a really early one, or it doesn't happen until say 5 o'clock.
Right.
It's very strange for it to happen at 427. So
sorry to throw you off.
No, that's all right. But I bet you'll be doing a lot more of those if you go to the Kima Beer Fest.
Yeah, guys, the Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up, and listen. This is a good opportunity for you to go try a bunch of beers from a ton of breweries, including several Houston area breweries. There's going to be 24 craft brewers out there. Saturday, September 14th from 2 to 5 p.m., 24 breweries have 72 craft beers that they're going to be slanging out on the boardwalk. You're going to want to get out there and try some of these things. And listen, you can buy advance tickets now, and I'm telling you, they're $44.95 ahead. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. Day of, It's $49.95. So it pays to get in there now. Get in early. Get it while the getting is good, as the kids say. There's going to be beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, food samples, live music all day. Purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. You got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years of age to attend. That's KemaBeerFest.com.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
When you look at Russell Wilson's first 3 years compared to Dak Prescott's first 3 years, what's the difference? Dak Prescott, better completion percentage, total yards, better. So when you start to break it down, it doesn't feel that way. Because Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl. Now he's a veteran guy who's been in the league for a while. But when you start to look at those two, you look at their first 3 years together in statistics, you're going to take Dak Prescott all day long.
The hell was that?
It's Keyshawn Johnson saying that he'd rather have Dak Prescott for the next 3 years than Russell Wilson.
Well, thank goodness Keyshawn's not running an organization.
That's ESPN LA.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm gonna vehemently disagree with him on that.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree.
I'm not even doing that. That's very generous of you, but
just saying.
I'm just saying that's dumb.
Not wise, guys.
Of course, if I were running a franchise, I wouldn't be trading Jadeveon Clowney for a warm bucket of spit either.
That's a good point as well.
But yeah. I'm not running one. Well, I'll probably run one on Madden. I haven't bought Madden yet, but maybe I'll do that this weekend.
There you go.
So. We'll see how long it takes me to build the Texans into a Super Bowl contender on Madden. Or the Cowboys. I may take both and see who wins first. And just see if I'm smarter than Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, I found this story, and I don't want to get too deep into baseball. It's not the Astros. But it was about how damn good the Tigers were without ever winning a World Series.
Yeah.
So over a 4-year span, they won 366 games.
This is when Verlander was there, right?
Yeah. Consecutive ALCS appearances, 4 straight AL Central titles.
I shouldn't even say it like that. When Verlander and Scherzer were there.
3 AL MVPs. Plus a second place finisher and 2 AL Cy Young winners.
God, they had it, man.
0 World Series titles and 0 World Series games won.
Damn.
And yeah, the
one really disappointing appearance, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Verlander and Scherzer. They had Miguel Cabrera in his prime. I mean, that was
David Price.
Yeah.
JD Martinez.
Yep.
Victor Martinez. Yeah, that was. But it was kind of interesting. It was kind of a retrospective look at that team. It's like, how the hell did they not win? That's about as good a group as you can
really
have together.
It really is good.
I mean, as it turned out, I think this Astros team is comparable in a lot of ways. And sir, I think better hitting wise. I don't. And I think Verlander, Cole, pretty close to Verlander, Scherzer. But I still take Scherzer, I think. Especially during as good as he was in that stretch.
Yeah.
And David Price.
I mean, you could argue Scherzer, Verlander is. I mean, that's the best pitchers in the world. I'd hear that argument.
I mean,
Clayton Kershaw.
I'll make a case for Jacob deGrom in there too. I think.
Yeah,
but
consistently, like who's been doing it every year for the last 5 years? I mean, I think it's one of those guys. You know, it's probably Scherzer.
Yeah,
but.
You're not
going far down the list before you get to Verlander. So, yeah, it's really wild that they never put it together.
Nick says, if you do take their first 3 years, did you see a better player in Russell Wilson than Dak these past 3 years? Yeah, I did. Said, although Russell is elite now, I do feel they're close to each other comparing those 3 years. To me, I don't think. I mean, I know statistically they may be close. Russell Wilson was a better player his first 3 years, and the drop the mic moment is that he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. His first 3 years, the Seahawks were 6-2 in the playoffs. So that, to me, makes it just a non-starter. Like, yeah. I'm not hearing the conversation.
Yeah, so. Two-part question. What are the odds Aggies take down Clemson this weekend? And over-under on 2.5 turnovers for the Aggies D. I'll take under on the turnovers.
You don't think Clemson turns it over twice?
No, he said 2.5. I think they can turn it over twice. Okay. I don't think they're turning it over 3 times.
I don't either.
And I think the Aggies have a fighting shot. I really do. Too. If they do get them to turn the ball over more than twice, then, yeah, I think they can win the game. I like them a lot to cover the 17.5 or whatever it is now. So somebody says, in my opinion, I think the new Madden sucks. I miss the old Madden when they didn't have all the special features. I've gotten to the point where I can't tell the difference from 1 year to the next. It's just the new rosters.
I haven't even played Madden, and I don't even know how long.
Really?
Yeah. I'm an old man now, Fred. I don't have time for video games.
See, I would assume you were beating your kids at Madden.
No. I mean, every once in a while, my older one will say, hey, could we play a game of Madden? And I'll be like, oh, okay. I haven't played in 3 years, and then I'll have to give him that smoke. But because it's all relative. I mean, it is pretty much the same game year after year. There's a couple things that I'm like, what does that mean? What just happened?
Yeah.
Why? How come I can't use the truck stick anymore? What's going on here?
Well, the only thing they changed, like that in NHL, the ones I buy every year. In NHL, they changed the damn, you know, what buttons you use to do stuff every year. I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, I spend a whole year getting used to it one way, and then you change it, and it's like, what? What the hell? Somebody says Motor City Madness. Thanks for opening old wounds. # Tigers for life. Sorry about that, man. Kelly in Clear Lake. What are the odds that we're going to hear from angry Dallas Cowboy fan trying to argue their point against yours and AJ's for the entirety of the show?
Yeah, you'll hear it, I'm sure. But that's all right.
Yeah,
they're entitled to an opinion. They're entitled to be wrong on this.
Yeah, listen. The thing is, it's if you're quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you are going to be one of the most talked about guys on the planet. You're going to have fans who love you. You're going to have fans who hate you. And even your own fans.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of Cowboys fans that look at him and go, well, you know, he's the guy we got. But you know, you have to try to accept that, okay, this is our quarterback. And you try to defend him and make a case for him. And the reality is, I just feel like if you take the Cowboys and put Andy Dalton on there, is the team any different? I think they're at least the same, maybe better. You take a Zeke Elliott off that team, and this is why I don't have a problem with what they did. They're not as good.
No.
And I just feel like that's the key to the whole thing. It's not your quarterback. So apparently there was a tropical storm, Fernand, who went into Mexico.
Okay.
I did not hear about Fernand.
Did he cross the border legally or illegally?
I don't know. I think they tried to put up a wall. It didn't work. I didn't even realize there was another one going on. I've just been following this one that isn't going to hit Florida, but keeps just kind of creeping up the coast.
God, did you hear the guy, they interviewed a guy in a trailer park in Florida.
Oh, shocker.
And the tweet was like, keep in mind, this guy's vote counts just the same as yours. And he was like, we've got a Navy. You've got the audio?
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather, oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. Get the Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
Oh,
and
man.
And he's right. It was like, this guy's vote counts the same as yours and mine. I mean, that's the world we live in.
So if you drop ice in the water, what do you? So I guess
that'll cool the water down.
So the water,
the warm water is what's causing the problem. Just put the ice in it. Get the wind swirling the other way. I mean, that's a guy. I mean, how old do you think that guy is, Aaron?
He's probably mid 50s.
I mean, imagine going basically your entire life being that dumb. It almost seems impossible that you would have made it.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you're around the same age as that guy. Like, if you were as dumb as him.
You think he wants Trump to buy Greenland so we can take all their ice and just drop it in the ocean?
Probably. Yeah, a lot of stupid people out there.
Some people brings up, people think you can nuke the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real good idea. Let's further ruin our atmosphere and poison the water and everything else with a nuclear weapon.
Big deal.
To stop a hurricane that, maybe if we actually start trying to fix the atmosphere and stuff and, realize that maybe there are things going on that we can fix, we wouldn't get all these hurricanes. But, oh well. Trunk Bebo, what are the odds that guy's solution works?
I mean, it'd be pretty damn amazing. I'll give him that.
Steven says, "No one tell him hurricanes spin the other way in the southern hemisphere."
His
head will explode. So I'm thinking, if you're the Air Force, so we're taking a whole bunch of planes and flying them into the hurricane at the opposite of how it's rotating to try to get it to stop spinning.
So now let's talk about the real question at hand: who's dumber, the hurricane guy, or Keyshawn Johnson saying Dak Prescott's better than Russell Wilson's first 3 years?
That's tough.
Yeah, make a choice.
That's tough.
Sophie's choice. Who's dumber?
I'm going to have to go with Hurricane Guy. It's close. It's close.
Russell won a Super Bowl his second year, Fred.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued by this ice thing. I'm thinking maybe if we could, go up and get the one that got the Titanic just as a way to get back and then drop it there.
Okay.
It'll cool the water and then the hurricane will go away.
Okay.
Because
maybe that'll work.
That'll work every time, right?
I'm sure.
Of course, I don't think we have enough ice left. Because it's all melting to actually do something like that. So, while the second part of it, to me, saying use the Air Force to stop the rotation, that's just as ridiculous as saying Dak Prescott's better than Russell Wilson.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll tell you what's not ridiculous. Getting a chance at $1 million. And I've got my entry in for the best ball championship on draft. $3.5 million on the line. $3.5 million in real money. And I did my entry the other morning, and I'm ready to rock and roll. And you can do the same thing. And the cool thing about draft is, it's season long. There's no management. You just set your lineup and forget about it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades. No waiver wire. You don't even set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started. You'll get the best score every week, guaranteed. And I love that there's no salary caps. You play in a real-life snake draft, just like you do with your friends, and you can draft a team anytime you want. You want to get in there and get ready for the season now? Go. If you just want to go week to week, you can do that too. But how about you get in there and get a chance at $1 million? Leagues start every couple of minutes. You can join one right now. Do a draft. You can be a millionaire 16 weeks later. For a limited time only, you get a free entry into the Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. A free shot at $1 million. Just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store, go to draft.com, and come play free with promo code FRED.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. From the Twitch, Space Ghost says, "Oh man, I hate this world more and more. People who think you can stop hurricanes, people who think Dak is better than Wilson. What have we come to?
What's going on here?"
Yeah, that's the world we live in. And, that's the thing. Hey, do I think Dak's okay? Yeah, but really? You go start your team with Dak, and I'll start my team with Russell Wilson, and we'll see who does better. So, Bernard says, I'm not saying Dak is better, but that defense won the Super Bowl, not Russell. It was a defensive player that won MVP. They're not there without him. Yeah. And that's, you know, that I won't hear arguments for. And Eric says, with an iceberg, this could be the plot for Titanic 2. Drunk Bevo, has a hurricane ever hit Iceland? I think not. Dude should run for Congress.
It's true.
Steven,
makes a good point.
Steven the weather guy, obviously it's Superman logic. Didn't he spin the earth backwards to turn back time?
Yeah, I think he's done that, and I think the Flash has done that at different times in comic book history.
Well, Superman did it in the movie back when it was Christopher Reeve and
Margo. Was that Superman 2?
I think so. Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Who
really, really disappointing plot.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back and change everything. Sure, no problem.
Yeah, that'll work. Stupid.
Yeah, that's what we need is Superman.
Just have superheroes beat up bad guys, all right? Stop spinning the world around.
Yeah,
you need a time stone to go back in time.
Exactly. Leave that to Doctor Strange.
Everyone knows that.
Doctor Strange and Thanos. They know what they're doing. Leave it to them.
Who's this on the phone, Dan or Dak?
I think it's Dak. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Russell Wilson.
Hey, come on, Dan.
Maybe Keyshawn Johnson meant to say that Dak was better than Wilson and during his college years. I'm not sure. We have to ask him again. Diehard Cowboy fan here, but yeah, the guy's average. I mean, come on. You can't lie. Another thing, guys, who wins more games this year, the Texans or the Cowboys? Thanks for recommending The Boys. I watched it. I finished it in 3 nights. It's a great show. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for making my hour drive smooth. Love the show, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. What was this question? I forgot.
Who's going to have a better record, Texans or Cowboys? And it's funny because we had this conversation. We did a video a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, it was before the Texans made all their moves, good and bad. There's good and bad moves on both sides.
Dak got signed since then.
Yeah. Elliott got signed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But at the time, what I said on the video was that I think the Cowboys it's going to come down to the fact the Cowboys have an easier schedule. And I believe they're good enough to win 9 games. Both teams, to me, are really hamstrung by their coaches. I think Jason Garrett's about as average as it gets. And I think that's been borne out now over time. And, yeah, the one thing that I would hate would be for Garrett to not have a good season and get fired before O'Brien, and then the Cowboys get Lincoln Riley and not the Texans.
Boy.
That would piss me off. But no, I think I think
what they need, that they've got a coach / GM. What do you need? I mean, what would you do with Lincoln Riley? They've got a quarterback guru already, Fred.
Yeah, sure he is. No, but I think the Cowboys will have they'll have more wins because for one thing, I think I look at their team and I feel better about them as long as Elliott's there. And I feel like they have an easier schedule. And I think the blow-up potential for the Cowboys is a lot less than it is for the Texans.
Yeah.
I think there's more variance in the Texans. I could see the Texans going 11-5. I could see them going 5-11. I don't see the Cowboys. I see the Cowboys as more of a 7-10 range. I can't see the floor being less than 7. So, yeah, if you're going to make me pick between those two. And to be honest, it's like, and I said in the video, it's like asking me to eat a cockroach or a fruit fly. And it's like, I don't really want to pick either one, but
fruit fly.
That's where I would go. So I'm taking the fruit fly. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I think you said pretty much the same thing as I recall.
Yeah.
That you would take the Cowboys over them. Joe, what are the odds O'Brien gets fired midseason?
He would have to literally be 0-8. I don't think it can happen. I can't picture a scenario where they would fire.
Anything short of 1-15, I don't think he gets fired at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think they're going to do that. Even though I think their floor is lower than the Cowboys' floor.
It's not a disastrously bad roster.
No, I mean, you've got some really good players. So, Nick says, what's weird, seems the Texans get more optimism on a national level, but everyone on the station seems to think they'll have a bad year. I'm curious why the big difference.
Because we see this team more.
Yeah.
I heard Mike Greenberg saying that Deshaun Watson can probably win an MVP now that he's got a left tackle.
Well, it may work, and I hope it does. But, again, You got to look at these decisions in context. If you're going to make that move, then keep your defensive player. There's no reason if you don't, if you're not using him in that deal, what are you doing? And frankly, I've seen enough of Bill O'Brien's decisions to know that they almost all fail.
Yeah.
So are they better? Maybe, but they're going to need to be better because their schedule's harder. And I always get the, oh, well, they won 11 games last year. Again, you got to look in context, man. There were a lot of games.
A lot of games they shouldn't have won. Yeah. A lot of games where they're playing backup or third string quarterbacks.
Yeah. There were a couple games that wound up being closer than they should have been that they won. So I'll give them credit for that. But there were also, they could have easily lost to Buffalo at home last year if Nathan Peterman doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And
boy, I can't watch. I mean, watching Hard Knocks and Nathan Peterman, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe they're so in love with Nathan Peterman. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Well, I think he's hurt now.
He hurt his elbow.
So he's
but he's a hell of a football player, friend. Knock on wood if you're with me. I like that Peterman. I like that Peterman. I like that Glennon.
Oh, man. So Pat in the 409 says Cowherd has the Saints going 8-8. What are the odds? That's just national guy hot take.
No, I mean, listen, a lot of these, the Saints, I think, are amongst the teams that have a lot of variance. They could have a lot of variance because they've got an old quarterback. And we've seen it happen before. Sometimes the end comes really fast.
Yeah.
And, I don't expect Drew Brees to fall apart completely, but would it shock me if he did? No, because he's of that age. Same with the Patriots. The Patriots have a little less variance to me because they play in a division with the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins.
Right.
But the Saints play in a tough division. And if Drew Brees drops off 20%, 15% from last year, that's pretty valuable percentage points that he would be losing because that division's up for the grabs.
Yeah, at some point, it's going to happen with Drew Brees. It's going to happen with Tom Brady.
Yep.
And I hope that it's not this year because I'll say this to the Saints fans out there. You guys deserve a Super Bowl after the last couple of years. The last play that Case Keenum did. No, you don't deserve a Super Bowl for that because there's no way in hell you should let a guy score a touchdown on that play. But after last year, yeah, you deserve a Super Bowl. So I hope he's good this year. I hope the Saints make the Super Bowl and probably lose to the Patriots because they'll be the Patriots again. But that would be a good one. The two old guys for one last run.
Yeah.
So Fred, I get the season is harder, but it isn't the season harder outside of two games for the other teams in the division. No, it's the same for the whole division, yeah. Lamont. And I'm always the one who says quit talking about first place schedule. Yeah. It's the divisions they play this year. It's the fact that you're having to play the NFC South, which I think has one really outstanding team who you get the first game, and then two teams that are also high variance but very talented in the Falcons and the Panthers, and who knows, the Bucks might even be better. Plus, you get the Chiefs, you get the Patriots. I mean, it's the whole schedule as a whole. We're not talking about, versus the other AFC South teams. I've also said this, 8-8 might win the damn division. But the question was, who do I think would win more games? And I think the Cowboys win more games. Yeah. So, it's not really what the point was, but that's okay. What do I have here? I have my bookie.
Yeah, where can you bet on who's going to win more games?
Yeah, you can go right now and bet on my bookie. And let me tell you something else you can do on my bookie. You can play in their super contests for $100,000. I'm signed up for it. I am ready to rock and roll. And we've got college games. Tomorrow night's your first NFL game. Don't you want to get in on that? They've got odds on every game. They've got more prop bets than any other sports book. Nobody pays out faster. That's the cool thing. You want your cash? You want to cash out? Boom, done. And they've got in-game. You play parlays, whatever you want. It's all at my bookie. Don't play on some no-name sports book. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet the best at mybookie.ag. And believe me, there's a bunch of really good college games that you can cash on this weekend. The whole NFL schedule. Well, how about this? Sign up today. MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. Just use promo code RADIO right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's MyBookie.ag, Promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.
ESPN 97.5.